Dozens of dance groups will be performing this weekend in Bethel at the annual Chamai Dance Festival. One of them will be a student group from the village of Quinnahock. The students had to receive special permission from their elders to dance after it was banned in the village for decades. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Sophie Ivan has more.
Quinnahock is about 100 miles downriver from Bethel. The village of about 700 sits on the south side of the Kuskokwim Bay on the Kanichtuk River. The Quinnahock School is called Quinnahock Mute Litnarvat. Bethel Council on the Arts and Jamai Coordinator, Linda Kurda.
And for the first time, Quinnahock is going to be joining us. This is their first dance. As a community, they haven't danced in, someone said, 80 to 100 years. So we're thrilled to have Quinnahock be joining us.
Quinnahock Mute Litnarvat principal, Eric Peterson, invited storyteller Jack Dalton and well-known Yupik composer, drummer, and singer Asi Gairayok to the school last year for a week of teaching students how to dance the Yupik way. Jack Dalton.
They were really, really excited. And so the kids went to the Elders Council and asked if they could have a dance group. Keep in mind, this is the first time in over 100 years that Quinnahock has had a dance group.
Dalton says the elders insisted that there be no Yupik spirituality in the dances in order to honor the Quinnahock Moravian Church, which Dalton says does not allow any kind of dancing, Yupik or Western.
So the fact that the Elders' Council agreed that there could be Yupik dancing is pretty big. And because there's the stipulation that there shouldn't be anything spiritual about the dancing, there wouldn't be any of the first dancing rites or ceremonies to take place. So we're just doing these as social dances.
Dalton says the students came up with their own stories to tell through dance. They will dance about a huge fall storm a couple of years ago, which forced the kids inside and where elders taught them how to make dolls out of grass. They will also tell the story about their river, Kanichtuk, whose main channels are always changing. 17-year-old high school student Alexi Galila is one of the dancers. He's the son of Walter and Dorothy Galila.
We've only been practicing for a week for the Jamai Festival. I feel great. Learning the moves and learning the songs coming through my body like nice and smooth.
Galila says he's confident about Quinnahock's first dance performance.
I see big smiles and they're getting the hang of it. And just like the older group, they got the hang of it and then the kids are right behind us following our moves and stuff.
Quinnahock is scheduled to dance each day of the three-day Jamai Festival. Their first performance will be Friday night at 6 p.m. In Bethel, I'm Sophie Ivan.